Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your word to us. Thank you, Father, for speaking through my mind, thinking through my mind and speaking through my voice. Thank you, Lord, for making my tongue the pen of a ready writer today. Thank you, Father God, for inscribing and writing and declaring and proclaiming destinies. Hallelujah. And establishing your counsel, even in the lives of your people. We honor you, our God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this, this month's Abundant Life online worship experience. What a glorious opportunity the Lord has given us today to be able to come together in His presence. He's a good God. Somebody say He's a good God. Wherever you are, say He's a good God. Hallelujah. All right, let's take our 2026 confessions together. Hallelujah. Wherever you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's declare it. Let's declare it like we always do, boldly, with great power, with great unction, with confidence. Hallelujah. With great expectation. There are some amazing things that God is doing through these prophetic declarations. Our hearts are truly excited. Glory to God. Let's go together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walk-over, and fly-over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, He neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel, who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are His everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and He will say, "Destroy them." I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from Him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil, in my going out and in my coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up His mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is still news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. In this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he is giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, from rejected to Beulah, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to donor, from supplanter to contender, in this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life to you. Dreams, wombs, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, speak life. I speak life over God's people. I speak life over God's purposes. I speak life over God's family. I speak life over this vision. I speak life over all of these precious ones, the young, the old. I speak life over everything that God has ordained concerning God's people. I declare they're established. I cause to come back to life things that seem to be dwindling, things that seem to be dying. Come back to life in the name of Jesus. I speak life. I speak hope. I speak grace. I speak favor in the name of Jesus. I speak comfort. I speak strength to the weak in the name of Jesus. I speak courage of heart in the name of Jesus. I declare life over all of God's people today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible favor and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God is so faithful. Please go ahead and be seated. His word is being established in all of our lives. Glory to God. This is indeed our year of supernatural shift. Hallelujah. And power is changing hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome again to this Elo service. Would you please go with me to John chapter 10. We are ministering during these Elo services, as we have been led by the Lord, on the theme, nothing missing, nothing broken. That is the will of God concerning you. This is not a message for one season of our lives. This is not a message for one season of a year. This is a message for a year-round experience of God's glory. This is a message that we need to hold on to permanently every single season of our lives. That we have God's promises, that we lay hold on his inheritance, that in our lives there will be nothing missing and there will be nothing broken in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Well, what a glorious impartation we received in last month's Elo. Glory to God. And all through this year, the Lord has just been doing some amazing work of imparting life to us. I thank God for all of our pastors, all of our ministers, every single one of them, so powerfully anointed that the Lord has been using throughout this year. I thank God for the in-person service in Cleveland last Sunday. I thank God for the powerful message that our dear servant of God, our handmaiden of God, our prophetess, Pastor Ola, ministered. Who told you that? What a powerful word. Glory to God. Just like every other message that our ministers and pastors have been blessing us with. This one, nothing missing, nothing broken, is just one of those things that interweaves throughout the whole year. And so we'll keep bringing it back. Hallelujah. As the year progresses and even beyond this year. Let's go to John chapter 10 and verse 9. Jesus said, this is in the Amplified. Jesus said, I am the door. Anyone who enters in through me will be saved. They will live. He will come in and he will go out freely and he will find pasture. Glory to God. There's salvation. That's soteria. That is completeness. That word, saved. That word, salvation, is the root of it is salvation. Is the word salvation. It means deliverance. It means salvation. It means prosperity. It means peace. Shalom. It means rest. Hallelujah. It means restoration. Jesus said, everyone who enters through me will receive all that I have. And that promise is a promise of nothing missing and nothing broken. No matter how you come in, when you come into Christ, when you come in through Christ, the moment you come in, you are immediately qualified for the blessing of nothing missing and nothing broken. He said he will come in and go out freely, so there's freedom, and they will find pasture, sustenance, provision. Verse 10, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full. until it overflows. Glory to God. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. Notice this. As long as you have Jesus, as long as the great shepherd is operating freely in your life, you will have life until it overflows. You will have it in abundance. You will have it running over. You will experience the blessing and the promise of nothing missing and nothing broken. He said, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd risks and lays down his own life for the sheep. When the good shepherd is taking his place in our lives, we will have and enjoy life. We will have life in abundance to the full until it overflows. When we have the good shepherd, we have everything. Glory to God. That's exactly what our popular psalm, the psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23. That's exactly how it reads, the very first verse, Psalm 23 and verse 1, the very first verse of the 23rd Psalm. I want to read this from the Living Bible translation. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. Well, if I have everything that I need, then there is nothing missing and there is nothing broken. Hallelujah. If the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. And if I have everything that I need, then there is nothing missing and there is nothing broken. Glory to God. The good shepherd has all power and all authority. Glory to God. The good shepherd has everything that it takes. Everything that it takes to deliver into my life, everything that I need. It's exactly what it says in Colossians. Colossians in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Let's read that also from the Living Bible. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Look at this. It says, for in Christ there is all of God in a human body. So, verse 10, so you have everything when you have Christ. Notice this. In Christ there is all of God in a human body. Hallelujah. There is all of God in a human body. And if you are a part of the body of Christ, if you are in Christ, then you have all of God. Then you have everything that you need. Let's read this again. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. In the Living Bible, for in Christ, there is all of God in a human body. So you have everything when you have Christ. And you are filled with God through your union with Christ. He is the highest ruler with authority over every other power. He is the highest ruler with authority over every other power. So you have everything when you have Christ, and you are filled with God through your union with Christ. He is the highest ruler with authority over every other power. In our last ELO service, we again revisited the five major things that must be in place in our lives If we want to enjoy the blessing of nothing missing and nothing broken, I want us to hold our place right here in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. I want to revisit those five things real quickly. But today, just like we did in last month's ELO, the Lord empowered a word concerning two things in our lives. Two things that we must take responsibility for. Hallelujah. In addition to all of those requirements for nothing missing and nothing broken, well, the Bible says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that they may have life and they may have it abundantly. And last month, we received the promise of restoration. Everyone, every believer, at some point on their journey, has lost something. Last month, the Lord gave us a promise, and there was a unique anointing in our service for restoration. If you have lost anything valuable, if you have lost time, if you have lost anything precious, if you feel like you are behind schedule in life, if you have ever been denied or deprived of anything that was rightfully yours, the Lord gave us an amazing promise of restoration last month. He said in Joel chapter 2, verse 25, I will restore unto you the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillars, have stolen. I will restore to you the years. The Lord brought back that promise and empowered that word to our hearts. And restoration is happening every single day. So many of us are experiencing restoration. Lost years are being restored to us. Lost seasons, lost times. I remember in that ELO service, we closed out with the story of David. Hallelujah. Where the Amalekites came and destroyed their camp while he and his men were out. And they came and they stole precious things from them. Precious people, the members of their families, their wives, their children, the people that meant the most to them. And when David and his men returned to the camp, the Bible says they were so overwhelmed. Obviously, a lot was missing and their spirits were broken. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, and the Bible says he went and inquired of the Lord, Lord, what should I do? And the Lord said to him, you have to take responsibility for this. There is a promise of restoration for you, but you have to do something about this. And in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8, in verse 8, the Bible says, and David inquired, actually, if we back up to verse 7, David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me here the ephod. And Abiathar the priest brought there the ephod to David. My friends, do you see how valuable the place of a priest is in the life of a covenant man and covenant woman? This is a covenant man, a covenant woman who had lost valuable, precious people. His entire family, all his men had lost their little children. They had lost their valuable possessions. They were so broken. The Bible tells us they began to weep. They lost so much strength. They lost so much courage. They lost so much hope. They wept so much until they had no more energy to weep, the Bible tells us. But right there, actually, if you look at that in verse 6, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. In that verse, in the Amplified version of the Bible, he says right here, David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him, because the souls of them all were bitterly grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord. He encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord. As someone who is listening to me today, who needs to encourage and strengthen themselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. This is our year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The Bible tells us David strengthened and encouraged himself in the Lord. I'm wondering, how did he do it? How did he do it? There's only one source of strength. There's only one place where strength and courage comes from. It doesn't come from the world. It doesn't come from situations that we experience. Sometimes the situations that we experience and the world and the people that are closest to us sometimes place such a demand and pressure on the little strength that we have. Where do we get that strength from? Where did David go to get that strength? The Bible says he strengthened, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I love this. I love this. In our 2026 confession, in that second paragraph, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Where does our strength come from? Our strength comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. No wonder the psalmist said in Psalm 21, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. How did David strengthen himself? How did he encourage himself? He went to the Lord. My brother, my sister, wherever you are listening to me today, go to the Lord. There is a reservoir of strength. There is a reservoir of hope. There is a reservoir of courage in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. David went to the Lord. I hear the Holy Spirit telling me to tell somebody, go to the Lord. Shut down the noise. Get out of the drama. Go before the presence of the Lord. There's great strength in the presence of the Lord. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy them. David found strength in the Lord. You can find strength in the Lord today. Hallelujah. After David received strength, the next thing he did was he asked for the priest. Every man, every covenant man, every covenant woman needs a priest in their lives. When we receive strength, when we receive courage, then we need to hear the voice of the Lord. What does say the Lord? What is the Lord saying? Do you know that the greatest drought in life is not the lack of water, is not the lack of rain, is not the lack of finances, is not the lack of help, is not the lack of people, relationships? Do you know the greatest drought any man or any woman can experience in their lives is the drought of the Word of God. Do you know the greatest lack? Everything that is promised to us in the area, this covenant of nothing missing, nothing broken, hinges on our being able to hear the voice of our Lord. Do you know the greatest drought in the life of a man or woman of God? Do you know the greatest drought in the life of a child of God is the drought of revelation? Do you know when you lack revelation knowledge, when you lack the ability to hear the voice of God, when you lack direction, when the word of God is scarce and you cannot find revelation, do you know everything becomes missing? Everything becomes broken. I'm reminded in this same 1 Samuel at the earlier beginning of this book. Hallelujah. In the early days of the priest Eli, he was a priest who lacked direction. He was a priest who lacked revelation. Even though we need the priest, if the priest lacks direction, if the priest lacks revelation, there will be a drought. There will be losses. There will be failures. Hallelujah. There will be lack. There will be a lot missing and a lot broken. My prayer for you today is that you will never experience the drought of God's word in your life. You see how the Bible tells us here in 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli the priest, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. It says this in the Amplified. The boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. The word of the Lord was rare. There was a drought. It was precious in those days, and there was no frequent or widely spread revelation or vision. When there's a drought of the word of God, when we can't hear God, a lot will be missing and a lot will be broken. My prayer for you today is that you will come out of every drought. Hallelujah. The most important thing in the life of a child of God is the word of God, to be able to hear his word in the midst of calamities, in the midst of attacks of the enemy. We have to be able to hear the word of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your ears are open today to hear the voice of the shepherd. Remember that scripture that we read in John chapter 10? Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I give my life for the sheep. In the previous verse, that's in verse 11, John chapter 10. In the previous verse, in verse 10, he said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I came that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Well, later on in that passage, then he said, my sheep hear my voice. Let's look at that again. John chapter 10, as the Holy Spirit is steering us in that direction. Let's read that scripture again. My sheep hear my voice. Look at this. In verse 10, in verse 9, he said, I am the door. If any man enters in, he will be saved. He will go in. He will find good pasture. Hallelujah. This is John chapter 10. Then in verse 10, he says, the thief comes not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life, and that they might enjoy it and have it more abundantly. Then in verse 11, he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Glory to God. Then in verse 14, he says, I am the good shepherd, and I know the sheep, and the sheep are known of mine. Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd, And I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. That is, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Hallelujah. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And then he said in verse 18, no man takes my life away from me. I lay it down. So that I might take it again. I have the power or the authority to lay it down, and I have the power and the authority to take it again. And then he said in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See right there in verse 17, verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. I know my sheep know me. I know my sheep know me. This promise of nothing missing, nothing broken. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. So we know him. But in addition to knowing him, then he said in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. I want to pray for you. I want to declare, as I'm hearing in my spirit, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. I want to declare over you. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I want to declare over you. I want us to pause for a minute. And I want you, wherever you are today, your greatest asset as a child of God is to be able to hear the voice of your shepherd. Your greatest asset as a child of God is to be able to hear the voice of your shepherd. Wherever you are right now, I want you to pause. As we're going through this service, glory to God. And this message is only just beginning. But I see where the Lord is directing us. I see where the Lord is steering us. This message is only just beginning. We're just scratching the surface. We have not even gotten into it yet. But I see where the Lord is steering us. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep know me. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My sheep hear my voice. And he said, in that same scripture, in another part of John chapter 10, and the voice of a stranger, they will not hear. Hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep know me, and they hear my voice. Wherever you are today, I can sense the Lord unleashing upon us a unique grace to have clarity, spiritual clarity, to have the eyes of our understanding open, to have our ears open so that we can hear him. My sheep hear my voice. I pray this prayer over you. He says there in Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakens morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. In the name of Jesus, I pray your spiritual ears be open. I pray your spiritual eyes be open. In the name of Jesus, that everything that the Master, the Shepherd, is saying to you, your ears are open to hear it. Everything the Shepherd, the Master, is showing you, your eyes are open to see it. That he loosens your tongue to connect with his tongue, to connect with his voice. He loosens your ears to connect with his voice so that you can hear him clearly. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakens morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. And then in verse 7, this is Isaiah 55, chapter 50, verse 4. Then in verse 7, it says, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Notice it began with him being able to hear the voice of his master. Put your hands, your two hands over your ears, wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, I command your hearing abilities to loosen. In the name of Jesus, I hear that. I hear that. Yes, I know there's someone who's having even just natural hearing difficulty, and there's healing coming to you right now. There's healing on hearing right now. Healing on hearing. Healing on hearing. Natural hearing, spiritual hearing. There is healing on hearing. There is healing on hearing. There is healing on hearing. In the name of Jesus, you will not suffer the drought of the Word of God in your life. You will not suffer the drought of spiritual direction. You will not suffer the drought of revelation knowledge. In the name of Jesus, healing on hearing, healing on hearing. You will know like you are known. You will know like you are known. You will hear like you are heard. You will hear like you are heard. You will see like you are seen. You will see like you are seen. Healing on hearing in the name of Jesus. Where to go next? What to do next? How to resolve this? How to restore this? How to get back on track? You will hear the voice of your shepherd. In the name of Jesus, how to take hold of the next level, how to take hold of the preparations in the pasture, where your own pasture has been kept for you, where your own needs have already been prepared to be met. Your ability to hear, you will hear it, you will see it, it will be clearer to you than it has ever been, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will see it. You will see it. You will hear it. In the name of Jesus. Recently, just for a few weeks now, this particular paragraph in our 2026 confession has just been reverberating and reverberating and reverberating in my spirit. How powerful this is. But this is tied to our ability to hear the voice of the shepherd. This is tied to our ability to see what the shepherd is showing us. Look at it. It says in this paragraph right here, God said, he is giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me from bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me from forsaken to Hephzibah, from rejected to Beulah. Is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me from beggar to ruler, from loner to donor, from supplanter to contender. In this season, is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me in Jesus' mighty name. God said, He's given me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. I've just been hearing that reverberating. God said, do you know there are hidden treasures? Do you know there are hidden treasures on this earth? There are piles of treasures, piles of wealth that you need for your assignment. If you can't hear the voice of the shepherd, you will never find those treasures. If you can't hear the voice of your shepherd, you will never find those treasures. This promise of nothing missing, nothing broken is incumbent on your being able to hear the voice of your shepherd. You have to be able to hear the voice of your shepherd. In the midst of all the noise, and everybody saying this, and everybody saying that, and people are saying go here, go there, you have to be able to hear the voice of your shepherd. It is not good enough to hear a human voice. You have to be able to hear the voice of your shepherd. You have to be able to hear the voice of your shepherd. In that scripture that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 3, the Bible says the word of God was so precious, it was so rare, there was a drought of revelation knowledge. And so they suffered a lot of defeat. The defeat and the failure was so bad that one of the little children that was born in the household of the priest was named Ichabod. The glory has departed. It was so bad in the nation. It was so bad in the land. Why? They couldn't hear the voice of the shepherd. And this little boy, Samuel, was just a little boy getting his tutelage from the priest, Eli. And when the Lord wanted to break this drought of revelation, this drought of being able to hear his voice, he came to the little boy Samuel. Notice he didn't go to the older man, the priest Eli, because that one had completely shut the door to being able to decipher between A and B, between what God is saying and what man is saying, between what he wants to do and what God wants him to do. What God wants him to do versus what his children want him to do. What God is directing him and commanding him to do versus what his emotions are directing him and telling him to do. In the midst of all that quagmire, he lost his role. His emotions took over his revelation, his ability for revelation. I pray that will not be your case. His emotions, he was so tied up in what the household wanted, the family, the children. They said, all as important as those are. But he became so tied up in his commitment to his family, he couldn't hear the voice of God. He was so overwhelmed, taken over by his emotions. His passion for the well-being of his family took over his commitment to revelation knowledge. Emotion took the place of revelation. When he moved based on emotion. When he acted based on emotion, not on revelation. And therefore, what happened? Everything became missing. Everything became stolen. Ichabod happened. The glory has departed. Happened in that same family. That same family to which he was so committed. That same family that drew on his emotions so much that he couldn't hear the voice of his master. That same family. Ichabod happened there. You will not know Ichabod in the name of Jesus. I say you will not know Ichabod in the name of Jesus. The glory has departed. Why? How come? How come the glory departed? Because there was a drought of the word of God in the land. Hallelujah. Well, when God wanted to break this drought, he came to the little boy Samuel and called him in the night, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel didn't know the difference. He thought it was the priest Eli that was calling him. He thought, oh, the priest is calling me. But it was God calling him. Even that little boy, in that divine encounter, had to sharpen his ability to decipher the difference between the voice of God and the voice of a man. I'm praying for you today. This was not my direction. But this is where the Holy Spirit has us. One of the greatest reasons why a lot will be missing and a lot will be broken in the lives of God's people. One of the reasons why a lot is currently missing and a lot is currently broken in the lives of God's people is our lack of ability to hear the voice of our good shepherd. The drought of revelation knowledge, the drought of his word. We are reading it. They were reading it in the temple in those days. When he says his word was cast, they had the portion of the Torah. It's not that they did not have the portion of the Torah. They had the word, they had the commandments, they had it was all there in the temple. But what was lacking was revelation. Revelation knowledge was lacking. The ability to hear the voice of God in the moment. The ability to hear go right, go left. The ability to know for sure, know for certain the direction that the Lord is giving. The ability to hear clearly was lacking. A lot of people hear the word of God preached today. A lot of believers can quote the scriptures. But there is a drought. Because in order to hear the voice of the shepherd, we must be close to the shepherd. In order to hear the voice of the shepherd, we must know the shepherd. Jesus said, I know my sheep and I am known of mine. I know my sheep and I'm known of mine. That drought is broken in our lives today, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. The drought is broken. Every drought. Every drought. God is giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. As in Isaiah chapter 45. Do you know there are treasures that the Lord wants to reveal to you? There are treasures you need for your assignment. There are treasures that you need to be able to get your job done. There are treasures that you need to be able to go from point A to point B on your journey of destiny. Do you know those treasures are on the earth? Those treasures are right here. They are not in heaven. That's an erroneous prayer. Lord, send me the resources I need. Lord, send me. No, the resources are right here on the earth. The treasures are right here. It's nothing missing, nothing broken. But Lord, we don't have what we need. Lord, we don't know how to. We don't have the people. The treasures are right here. In Isaiah 43, he says from verse 1, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyprus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Verse 3, Verse 2, I will go before you and I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and I will cut asunder the bars of iron. Then I will give you the treasures of darkness. And then I will show you the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, am he who calls you by your name, the God of Israel. I will give you the treasures of darkness, and I will show you where the resources are on this earth. I will show you how to get your assignment done. I will show you the resources that have been prepared so that you will not become captive. You will not become captive to the thief. I will show you where the resources are on this earth so that you will not become captive to the devourer. So that the drought that men are suffering on this earth will not be your portion. So you will not lack for the resources that you need to get your assignment done. This, my friends, this is beyond just religiously reading the word of God. He says in that confession, God is giving me. God said he is giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. Therefore, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. Because I will find these treasures. Because I will see these hidden riches. I will find and I will take hold of these hidden riches. You will not get them all in one day. It's like people on an adventure trying to discover hidden treasure. You may find one little bit here, but as you go and as you find one leads you to the next, the other leads you. The big treasure is still ahead. The big catch is still hidden, it's still secret. Some people have not even started this adventure. They are so satisfied with their 9-to-5. And they are so satisfied with the little that is coming. Praise God for the little. It's a blessing. We should be thankful for everything. Our God is faithful to us. He's good to us. But there is more that God has for you. In order for you to arrive at that destination that God has prepared for you, you must find these hidden treasures. You must find these hidden riches in secret places. You must find it. How are we going to find it? We have to hear the voice of our shepherd. We have to hear the voice of our shepherd. He's shifting, he said, and there's a lifting up for me from bitter waters. You are going to go from bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. You go from where there was no water to where you find a little water, but the water is bitter. But then you go from that bitter water, that place of bitter water, to a place of springs of water with palm trees surrounding them everywhere. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. It's shifting. How is that shift happening? We have to hear the voice of our shepherd. It's shifting from forsaken to Hephzibah, to be loved, from rejected to Beulah, married. How? By hearing the voice. Hallelujah. From forsaken to being beloved, from lacking favor to finding favor, from being desolate to being celebrated. How? You have to hear the voice. From beggar to ruler. From loner to donor. from loner to donor. How? By hearing the voice. By hearing the voice of the shepherd. From supplanter to contender. From pretender to contender. From a wannabe to a bee. From a wannabe to a bee. From a wannabe who just talks. Just words. To it is clear, it is obvious. We are seeing the result. We are seeing it. As the Bible says, the word of God, the kingdom of God is not just in talk, in words, but in power, demonstration of the Holy Spirit. From yes, God will, to yes, God has. From he is able to, incredible. Hallelujah. In this season is shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. Let's close out this message. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Let's close out this message. David said, bring me the priest. I have to hear the voice of God. And when the priest came, the Bible says right back there in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8, David inquired of the Lord. In verse 7, David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me here the ephod. And Abiathar the priest brought there the ephod to David so he can hear the voice of God. In the midst of this calamity that is shaking their whole nation, their entire nation, in the midst of this evil assault and attack of the enemy, David knew religion will not do this. David knew human help will not get this done. He said to the priest, bring me the ephod. I have to hear the voice of God. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover. You will recover all. There will be nothing missing and nothing broken in your life from this day forward in the name of Jesus. You are coming to the place of the pasture that has been prepared for you. The hidden treasures that have been made available, they are right here. Elim is here, taking your place with those that are named Hephzibah and Beulah. It's right here. That grace and that unction and that anointing has been poured out over you in this service. Receive it and run with it. Your spiritual ears have been opened. Go for it. Go for destiny. Go find, go take hold of those hidden treasures. Go, take one after the other. Just remember, the biggest ones are still ahead of you. Just keep following the voice of the shepherd and taking the treasures, opening the treasures and using them the way the Lord commands them, the way the Lord commands. Remember, you are coming to an abundance. Remember, he said, I came that they may have and enjoy life, have it to the full till it overflows. Till it overflows. The little, as you are getting it, you are finding those treasures one by one. Remember, keep God first. Make him your priority. Find out from him, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? How do you want me to do this? And keep taking the treasures. The Lord said to David, he said to him, pursue, for you will surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover. You will recover all. Pursue. You'll overtake them, and without fail you will recover all. Father, we honor you. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your holy name today. We glorify you. We exalt you. Thank you for your mighty hands on our lives. Oh, thank you for visiting us with your word in this service. Thank you because there's no drought of your word. There's no drought of revelation knowledge. Not for us anymore. Not for us anymore. Thank you for pouring out your rain from heaven. Thank you for unleashing upon us. Hallelujah. Thank you for unleashing upon us. Glory to God. Thank you for your mighty hands. Thank you for strengthening us in our weaknesses. Thank you for empowering us in our faint-heartedness. Thank you for equipping us for destiny. Thank you for elevating us with vision. Thank you for prospering us for purpose. Thank you for directing us for distinction. Thank you for establishing us for legacy. We give you praise, O God. Thank you for the voice of the shepherd that we hear clearly. Thank you for ushering us and showing us the hidden treasures, the riches in secret places. Thank you for taking us out of Mara. Thank you for bringing us to Elim. Thank you for taking us out of Luna. Thank you for bringing us to Dono. Thank you for changing our name from supplanter and pretender and giving us a new name, contender and prince with God. Thank you, Father, for taking us out of forsaken and helping us sit with those that are named Hephzibah, beloved. Thank you. Thank you for taking us from forgotten to connecting us with destiny helpers. We give you praise today. My God, I bless every man and every woman under the sound of my voice. I bless these precious people in the name of Jesus. I bless these precious people. And every word and every impartation of the Holy Spirit they lay hold of today, they become everything. They become everything that you have promised. I bless your holy name. Thank you for restoration is still happening. Like you restored that little child after that service last month, after that ALO service where you promised us restoration. Thank you for restoration is still happening at higher levels. Thank you for the incredible miracle of delivering that little child who was rushed to the emergency after she fell in Mexico. My beloved family, little children, thank you. But thank you, restoration is still happening for many, for many, for many, for many. Restoration is still happening for many, for many. Lord, we give you praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.